வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of December, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam. Innocent child, woman, they are innocent, they should be given full protection. But there is no such thing. They are being exploited, keeping them unmarried. And the hotels and the clubs and the, what is it called? Topless, bottomless, they are spreading. Regular policy that girls may remain unmarried and the drunkards and the meat eaters may take advantage of their prostitution. This is the policy. They have no sympathy. There are so many hundreds and thousands of innocent girls. They are like children and they are exposed to prostitution. They have no shelter. Now these girls who are with us, they are feeling some shelter. You see, that we are giving some shelter. But everything should be reformed, political, social, and we, you American nation, your favored nation, that I am always speaking. You should utilize the favor of God and be yourself perfect and be leader of the whole world. Anyone who is not believer in God, he should be punished. Because he's an animal. He's an animal and he's posing himself as a human being. Cheater. Human life is meant for tapasya, for understanding God. That is human life. It's a dog's life, cat's life. This is not human life. If you become a very powerful tiger, is that human life? They are thinking like that. If I become as strong as a tiger, then there we are perfect nation. Okay, what is the use of tiger? He may simply kill only. Other intelligence he has got. So in your country, there are so many things to be done. I'll give you the idea. Now you take the leadership. You give up all this material advancement. But there must be Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is a waste of time. Live very comfortably, gentlemanly. Krishna never says that he lives like wretched urchins. Krishna never says that. Juktara viharasya yoga bhavati siddhati. And this was practically introduced by my Guru Maharaj, that living in palatial building and riding on first-class cars, one can become the best devotee. Not that one has to live underneath the tree imitating Rupa Goswami. That is not possible in this age. That is the contribution of my Guru Maharaj. Yes. That if one is sincere, he can remain a first-class devotee even in this material opulence. And if he would not have introduced, then it was not possible to come here and preach this gospel. Because the principle was to live underneath the tree, go to Vrindavan, and up loin cloth, just there, the Babaji's are imitating. No, even in full material bullets, we can become a perfect devotee. Provided we follow the principles, it doesn't matter. Griheva, it was sung by Narottamdas Tagore long ago. Griheva bonete thake. Either you live in the forest or in the city, upland city. The business is agouranga bole rakhe. Always thinking of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam magetar sang. Narottamdas Tagore says, I want their association. Who is a devotee of Lord Gaura. It doesn't matter whether he lives in the forest or in the opulent city. It doesn't matter. He must be a devotee. Household life or in city life, we should not be extravagant. Unnecessarily eating, unnecessarily enjoying. No, that is not good. One man's food, another man's poison. We must know this philosophy. Feeble, weak, my health is not always going on nicely. Still, why I'm trying? That is my ambition. I want to bring in one revolution. The godless civilization, against godless civilization. That is my ambition. And the America will be the best person to be educated in this line and to lead, to become the leader. They are already leader, but they must be real leader now, so that the whole world may be happy. That I can give direction. If the topmost American gentlemen come to me, I can give them direction, how they can become the world leader. Actual leader, not bogus leader. Because God has favored so many things. And this movement has been started from America. I started this movement from New York. So it should be taken very seriously by the government.
You say America is most important?
Yes.
Do you think perhaps
therefore I come to your country?
So perhaps
because you are most important. Now you must, under my guidance, you must be really important, not false important.
Say, perhaps I should stay here then.
Huh?
If it's so important, I think perhaps I should stay here and help Rupanuga.
Yes. Turn your whole nation, turn into God consciousness. Because they have declared in their constitution, in God we trust. Now they must take it very seriously. What does it mean by God? What does it mean by trust? You take this propaganda. We are doing, actually. We trust in God, therefore we have sacrificed our whole life for God. This is trust in God. Not that smoking in the parlor and we trust in God. Not that kind of trust. Real trust. Trust means, first of all, you know what is God. Suppose if you say, trust this man, that I must know what is this man. Then my trust will be convinced that he is a very respectable man, he is a rich man, he is an able man. Yes, I can trust. But simply trust in God, you do not know what is God, what is trust, and it is going on. Why this bluff? Huh? What do you say?
That's right, sir.
Yes, so you must take this clue that we Americans, we say in God we trust. Now, every American should know what is God, what is trust. This is propaganda, Krishna consciousness. The government must come forward to patronize this. This is my proposition. So you write articles, you are a theologian. The America must rise up to the occasion. They have placed themselves in God with trust. Every human nation or every human being should be like that. In God they must trust. So America has especially taken up this slogan as part of constitution. Now, there should be regular educational program. Every child, every man, every woman will trust in God. And this is Krishna consciousness. So, am I wrong in my argument?
No, correct.
So why don't you take it seriously? You American boy.
Also in the Constitution of Prabhupada, there's a thing called separation of church and state. That they will have...
Yes, and that is all right.
Yes.
We want to educate. We don't want to take part in administration. But the administration should be under our guidance. They should take advice from us. How to rule. That is required. We are not going to be president. We are satisfied in our humble temple.
According to traditional American values, though, the government should not take instruction from the church.
That is their... But church means because they have seen church is useless.
Yes.
Now here is a scientific church. They refuse to take advice from the church because at the present moment church is a bogus thing. So what is the use of taking advice from them?
That was actually the reason they made that separation.
Yeah.
They became disgusted with
it. Yeah. It simply becomes what is called stereotype, the church. Just like you said, they want more pay. The payment, they have no knowledge. So what is the use of taking advice from such rascals? What is the use? But here it is not like that. We know the science of God. We know who is God. It is not a vague thing. Now, you try to understand. Let there be educational institution. America has got so many universities. Let there be a department. There is already a religious department. So, let the students learn the science of God. We have got so many books. Why they will not? They are actually appreciating. So this should be introduced in university, in colleges, in schools. Why they should neglect such an important scientific knowledge?
When you try to introduce it, sometimes they very often say that it's sectarian.
Not sectarian. You do not know. Why do you sectarian? Why, how it is sectarian?
They say that
we are preaching God consciousness. So is it not for everyone? God consciousness is sectarian? Is it meant for certain sects? Or it is meant for human beings?
The difficulty is that nowadays every common man has his own God theory of God consciousness.
No. Every common man, he says, I have got my mathematics. Will it be accepted?
No.
So why these things should be allowed? That is our purpose. Every man will say, no, I have got my own mathematics. Will it be allowed? So we have to fight, otherwise what is the meaning of preaching?
Fight.
If you think that everything will be accepted very easily, then what is the necessity of preaching?
Jai.
And propaganda.
They have to fight.
You must know that they are all rascals. That I say, rascals, unbelievers. You have to convert them to be sent back. That is preaching.
Jai.
That is preaching. Why do you expect that every man will immediately go and he'll agree with it? Why do you expect like that? That is foolishness.
Jai.
You must know that everybody will disagree with you. And it is your preaching word that will make him agree with you. That is your preaching word.
Jai, Prabhupada. That's your example.
Jai. You do not expect that everybody will agree with you. Everybody will disagree with you. Just like our book, say 4 or 5 years ago, nobody knew these books. So there was no market. But we have created our market. That is preaching. We have created our market. Nobody was dying for want of these books. So that is preaching. Preaching does not mean everyone is ready to accept your theories. You must expect that everybody will not accept it. Now it is your power to convince him, yes, he must accept it. That is preaching.
Jai Prabhupada.
They must know what is God. How to trust him. Why we shall trust God? What is the benefit? These things should be now properly educated. And we have got this science. We are not speaking blindly or, what is called, sentimentally.
Important movement for the church today, Sri Prabhupada, is called the ecumenical movement. Ecumenical movement means all the different divergent groups are trying to get together to make a common ground. Now we have the perfect platform for giving them that common ground.
Yes. That is your duty, you do it as theologian. Bring them on the platform. This so-called church is going on. They're doing all sorts of sinful activities, and it is going on church, religion. Therefore, the importance of Christian religion is diminishing. How they can bluff all the time?
When you came to America, you told us in Pittsburgh that for 1 year no one would help you. You had no place.
Yes. The real helper, real friend is my Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Sridham Sarvabhutan. He is not only my friend, he is friend of even of the ant. That is Krishna consciousness.
When Draupadi didn't get help from anybody, she just got help from Krishna.
Krishna is a friend of mine. We don't take his help, that is the duty. He says, he's guaranteed that if you just surrender to me, I give you all protection. Such a friend, who can be there? But they will not do that. Actually, if one trusts in God, then everything is there. Perfectly.
So if they did trust in God, they would not have all these problems today.
No. It is factual. Just like the modern immediate problem is the petrol. Nobody trusts in God. The Arabians, they are thinking that this oil, our oil. But actually, his father has not manufactured this oil. It is God's oil. None of them believe in God, either the Arabians or the others. Therefore, there is crisis. It is practical. Is the petrol manufactured by man? So why a section of man is claiming it is my petrol? If somebody says it is my Pacific Ocean, what is this nonsense? Because they are going on under this nonsense ideas, therefore there is problem.
Sometimes they claim the Pacific Ocean is their own. Some countries claim, 300 miles of the ocean as being their
That's
ocean.
That's all right, 300 miles, let him claim. Not the all. If I say, now the sandy beach, 2 miles mine, he can say, what is that? But it belongs to the government. You can say, a child may come. Oh, this is my area, you cannot come. That is going on. But is that sanity? The father will love, letting the demarcation, his area. So this foolishness is going on. Our philosophy, Isha Vasamidam Sattva, everything belongs to God. This is philosophy. But these are rascals, they won't accept it, although it is fact. And although it is fact, but they will not accept it. Therefore preaching requires, education requires, to bring him into sense. This is fact. This Pacific Ocean, it does not belong to any nation or any person, it belongs to God. This moon belongs to God, this sky belongs to God. But they are thinking it is mine. And therefore there is trouble. Just like government, the Senate is there. So they sit down together, and if there is any problem, they discuss together, they find out the solution. Similarly, they have got this United Nations. Why do they not consider, first of all, let us settle to whom this planet belongs? They are United Nations. First of all, let us settle. We are fighting. I am Arabian, I am Indian, I am American, I am English, all that. Let us settle, actually, to whom this planet belongs. They cannot do that, because all of them are thieves. None of them will agree that it belongs to God. Real fact, that they will not agree. Then how there can be peace? Because they are all cheaters. They want to cheat God. God's property they are claiming ours. All thieves and rogues, how there can be any settlement? There cannot be any settlement.
We approached them and we said something like that, they would laugh.
They'd laugh because they're rogues against their ideas. Why did you not ask why you are laughing like fools? Does it belong to you or your father, this whole world? Why you are laughing like a fool? You should have said like that. You are laughing not like a gentleman, you are laughing like a fool. Can you say that it belongs to your father? Or you will be allowed to stay here in America? After some years you will be kicked out. Do you know where you are going? We are laughing like a fool. This will be the answer.
Some of the Arabs, they say they believe in God, but that everyone else is...
Nobody believes in God. That is our proposition. Nobody believes. All this bogus. Now they should come to understand what is God in this Krishna consciousness movement. Nobody believes. Neither know what is God. Here we are giving the name, the address, the form, the activities, everything of God. Krishna consciousness. Let all the Arabians, all the Americans, let come to us. Those who are cheap men, intelligent men. We shall convince them. That is our preaching.
There's one Arab leader. He goes to the temple 5 times a day. He doesn't eat meat. He doesn't drink liquor or smoke or go out with women.
These are prohibited in Mohammedan religion.
Yes.
But still, it is good. To some extent, he's advanced.
He doesn't allow any liquor shops or tobacco shops in his country.
That's good.
Godography.
Which country is
that? No, these things are sinful. To drink is sinful amongst the Mohammedans. Yeah, smoke is sinful. They have got austerities. Their animal killing is once in a year. Bakrid. And only animals should be sacrificed in masjid. There are so many things. Every religion, there is good thing. But then nobody follows. Simply they fight. I am Christian, I am Mohammedan, I am Hindu, that's all. He's neither of them. He's simply animal. Just like this rascal Christian. The first proposition is thou shalt not kill. It's simply killing. And they're claiming Christians. Let's see. All rascals, and they're claiming we are followers of Krishna. Propaganda is to teach all these rascals. Therefore we say generally rascals. It may be very strong. That professor was referring. I mean, yes, everyone is rascal. You know that professor?
Yes. He thought rascals was a bit harsh.
Yes. Krishna says rascals, therefore.
The professor, when he left, he said that Prabhupada is very, very gentle, he said. He's the most gentle man he has ever seen. What is impossible for a Krishna's devotee?
Yeah.
Krishna is the supreme control.
Yeah. That conviction you must have. If you are sincere to Krishna, if you are actually serving Krishna, where is impossible? Where is impossible? That one of my important God brothers says, he's sincere. All others, they are rascals. He says that in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita it is said, Prithivite Achi Jato Nagarati Gram. So we are thinking that this is imagination. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's card would be spread all over the world. Everyone will chant. So you have done it. So he is appreciating that way. So we are simply thinking that it is not possible. It is simply imagination. But that you have made it possible. So that is his appreciation.
The Maharaj, he said that everyone in the world will become his devotees, but the Krishna conscious devotees will be the last. But they'll be the best. So what we tell them, well, if we're going to be the best...
So that means unless the Krishna conscious student go there, he's never perfect. Yes. That is to be understood.
So we tell them, if we're the best devotees, then you come and surrender to us.
Yes. He admits this.
And in the magazine, he quotes some verses from Bhagavad Gita. Yes. So he says that when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I come whenever there is divine religiosity. So he claims that he is now Krishna.
Anyway, he accepts authority of Krishna.
Yes, he says Krishna is God. But now
he is Krishna. And he wears Krishna's crown. He plays Krishna's flute. He wears Krishna's crown. They give him Krishna's crown and he wears it. And he plays Krishna's flute. He says it is Krishna's flute that he plays.
Anyway, he is making his business with Krishna's crown and Krishna's flute.
Like Pundrik.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Krishna is accepted authority.
Yeah. He's like King Pundrik.
Yeah.
Imitation is flattery.
Best flattery. He's flattering Krishna. Why the Krishna devotees do not come to you?
Yeah. Once a devotee met somebody on the street and he said, actually, I am God, you know. And the devotee said, oh yes, you are God. Says, I'm your devotee, why don't you give me $1 million, he said.
Who said?
Devotee said, one guy said that he was God, he said, I'm God.
Yeah.
Then devotee said that, oh, you are God, then I'm your devotee, why don't you give me some money?
What is the machine, it is called?
It's a sand cleaner.
Anyway,
sand.
This machine is working to keep this beach very clean, so we can understand that there is some management behind this. Similarly, the nature is working so nicely, how we can deny that behind this there is a system of management? How we can deny? Going on very nicely, the sun is rising exactly in time, the moon is rising exactly in time, the water is flowing in its own orbit, it does not violate. So things are going on so nicely, how we can deny that there is no management behind it? How we can do it? It is quite necessary to understand immediately. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, what you are speaking that nature is doing. Yes, nature is doing, but under my direction. Just like the machine, take it as nature. The machine is working, but the driver is there. Without the driver, how the machine can simply work? That is Vedic instruction. To know that management, who is the supreme manager. There is him. Atata Brahma Jigyasa. Otherwise, animal life.
In the last World War, there was a very famous German propagandist named Goebbels who wrote that if one controls the communications, the media, the radio and television, newspapers like this, he actually controls what people think. So we've not put so much emphasis on that so far in our Krishna consciousness movement, actually controlling the linkage of communication. In the future, should we be more and more concerned with that?
What is that future? What do you want to do in future?
Actually permeate all the media with Krishna consciousness propaganda. Not simply just writing, but actually the all aspects of
it. You can take advantage of all this media. That way we, it's like we are taking advantage of this microphone. We are not rejecting, it is material, I should take. Nothing material. Anything used for Krishna is spiritual. Material means what is not used for Krishna, that is material. You are materialistic when you are not used for Krishna. And as soon as you are utilized for Krishna, you are spiritualistic. That is the difference. Here we say this is material world. This is material world because everyone has forgotten Krishna. Therefore, so if they come into Krishna consciousness, there it is spiritual. People not challenge this rascal that we are searching after Krishna. We are not searching, we are devotee of Krishna. And you are posing yourself as Krishna. So show us some Krishna's power. We immediately come to you.
He says that I show it to only my devotees, he says. He says that you have to be my devotee to see my power.
Oh, we are Krishna's devotee. So if he is
Krishna...
But
when Krishna lifted the mountain, it was not meant for the devotees, it was meant for everyone.
But because he's a rascal, that's why.
So you, while you are simply thinking of Krishna, your devotee, you show us. We don't believe you that you are Krishna. But if you want us to come to you, to show this, we shall come immediately. Why make it confidential? Make it public?
Yes.
Then you come immediately. This is our condition. But because you do not show it, therefore you know you are a rascal number one. Why should I come to you?
Anybody, if you claim that you are God, then anybody can claim that you are
a
rascal.
Yes, anybody can. But we think you are a rascal. Therefore you do not come. Now if you can show us something like Krishna, then we shall immediately come. Our difficulty will be solved. We shall see Krishna. But we know that you are a rascal.
His disciples
are go there somebody and tell like
this. Now there is one rascal Prabhupada who can do tricks. His name is Sai Baba. He can make jewels appear. Give people, make photographs of himself and give them to people like tricks.
Another rascal will be a victim of that tricks. Why should I accept him as God?
Sai is an insignificant trick.
Insignificant tricks. So, if gold is the standard of becoming God, then there is gold mine. So, who has created the gold mine? I shall accept him, God. Why shall I use? If gold is the standard, why a little chataka? We are not so fools. You can make this trick for other fools, not to us.
I told his Mahatma, his main disciple, he says that actually book is not important, he says, but experience is important. And I say, yes, there is experience. This is Krishna consciousness experience
book.
By which you feel
sick. Book means experience.
Yes.
Book means experience, not rascaldom. What is book? A scientific book means one scientist who has experience, he is writing book. So book means experience. Without book, where is experience?
So he says that you take the knowledge, you see the light and you take the knowledge from Guru Maharaj. sleep.
But you have taken the knowledge, why can't you describe it?
Yes, they...
That means although you have got your Guru Maharaj, still you are in darkness. So what is the use of this Guru Maharaj? You are in darkness, because you cannot explain. You are asking to go to Guru Maharaj. But if you are in Latin, why you cannot explain? Therefore you are in darkness, that is useless as Guru. You have not, you know, it's a Garu. It's a Garu.
Garu. Garu, man. Crazy.
They claim to see light inside Srila Prabhupada, but we say, if we hit you on head, you will see light inside also.
Yeah, that everyone sees. What is your credit? If I kick on your face, you will find the light. So come here, I shall kick on your face and you will see the light. There is no need of it.
Yes. His disciples are usually very naive and very foolish.
Unless they are foolish, how they can go there?
Yes.
Anyone who goes there, that means he is a foolish. Yes. That is a test. A man is known by his company. Because also all these askers and fools go there, therefore he is a fool and asker. It is confused.
That's a fact. I told him that, have you seen Guru Maharaj, Krishna's universal form? I said, Krishna displayed this universal form just so that these rascals may not cheat you. And he says, I have seen universal form. I said, what did you see in the universal form? You see Shiva, Brahma, all that. He says, I saw light, white light in the universal form. That's all he saw in the universal form. White light. So actually, they don't know what universal form is.
No, don't waste your time with that. They are all third-class rascals, not even first-class rascals.
They say that we are searching after the Saguna form. We are looking for the Visvarupa, and we are looking for Saguna.
The Visvarupa also has a form.
Well, I do waste your time by talking with these rascals.
Yes, Prabhupada.
Take it for granted there is a set of rascals there.
Yes.
If we want your teaching, we shall go to you. Why you have taken the trouble to come here? Please go out. That's all.
Even though Prabhupada, we chastise them so severely. Somehow or other they still have a soft corner for the devotees.
They must have.
They are feeling guilty, you know.
Yeah, they must have. They know that they are culprit. But for their party's sake, they are thinking or saying, we are right, you are right.
Yes, yes. Because they are not sincere enough.
We have one devotee who is a member there. Now he's a devotee.
Huh?
There's one of our members. He was just a young boy, and he went to the Guru Maharaj, and then when he heard our philosophy, now he's with us. Banabhata. Now he's a nice devotee. So it's as you always say, that a sincere person cannot be misled.
Yeah. Krishna will help him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. This whole world is really nirvishesha.
They have become fools and rascals.
So significant. Is it all right to blame the government in public, Prabhupada, in India?
No, what is that government? Government is elected by the public. If public is polluted, the government must be polluted. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Public vote somebody.
Yes.
Take charge of government. So, if the public selects somebody, nonsense, the government must be nonsense.
Yes. In other words, to tell the public that we should elect God-conscious leaders to have a better society.
Yeah. That is our problem.
Because
this is the standard of leadership. So if you elect first-class leader, then your government will be first-class. Yes. But if you elect some rogues and thieves, drunkards, then how you can expect good government? This is natural. After all, democracy means the public elects. The public does not know how to distinguish rogues and thieves. Therefore the rogues and thieves take the advantage of it and somehow or other and take vote and sit on the presidential chair. Then difficult. just like our propaganda is. We are not making any propaganda in the beginning. Stop this cow slaughter. We are educating people, don't eat meat. If people become educated, automatically the slaughterhouse will be closed.
Yes.
This is our program. Don't drink. See, people give up drinking automatically. The drinking business will be closed.
You've given us this instruction, Srila Prabhupada, to confront these leaders.
Huh?
We understand that this is your very much wish, and we shall do everything we can to try to fulfill your desire.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.